State Impact Oklahoma and The Frontier are publishing a story today, taking a deep dive into the state's embattled public health laboratory and the state administration's costly decision to move it to Stillwater. State Impact's Catherine Sweeney reports that years of newly released records shed light on more issues in the facility.
When Governor Kevin Stitt announced in October 2020 that his administration would soon move the state's public health laboratory from Oklahoma City to Stillwater, opposition came quickly. Lawmakers raised several concerns about moving the facility out of Oklahoma City, a central location with easy access to the state's highway system. Since then, the department has spent millions of dollars to relocate the lab. It partially privatized the lab, working with the Oklahoma State University Research Foundation to create a private management company to oversee it. Along the way, it kept the public health employees in the dark and paid $250,000 for a public relations firm's help on messaging. The Frontier's Cassie McClung and Kayla Branch partnered with State Impact and spent more than a year requesting emails, invoices, and other documents related to the public health lab and the state's newly created Pandemic Center for Innovation and Excellence. Cassie McClung and I discussed some of the records we obtained for this story in an interview. Here's Cassie.
So after the announcement in October 2020, I submitted an open records request to the State Health Department, trying to get some insight on the reasons behind that. And I received those emails a few weeks ago. In the emails, there were a lot of questions from those employees asking what their role would be in the new lab. Would they still be a state employee? There's some people asking if they still had a job or if they were going to be replaced. So there was a lot of unknowns during those days. And there's also questions about why didn't the State Department of Health give employees a heads up before they made this public announcement. I heard from several employees at the public health lab who were just kind of gutted about the announcement. It was really unexpected for them. They didn't know whether they could make the move to Stillwater or if they even wanted to. So it was a pretty strong reaction from employees who are working in the lab. And I think they felt a little blindsided by the whole announcement. So, Catherine, you requested records for the story too, right?
Yeah, I did. So a little background on that. Kind of late in 2020, Janelle Steckline of CNHI was the first to report that the State Department of Health brought in this private PR firm, Saxum. They're based in Oklahoma City, to help them with COVID communications. They were swamped. They didn't really have the capacity to do all the briefings and put all the public information out while handling the worst public health crisis in 100 years. So they brought in some help. And at the time when Janelle Steckline reported that, the state was paying Saxum $15,000 a month through the end of 2020. And back in February of 2021, I sent a records request. Can I have the latest contract with Saxum? And I ended up getting the contract in November of 2021. They're making significantly more now. From October of 2020 to November of 2021, they paid the firm $1.6 million in billable hours for communications work. Of that, about $250,000 went to messaging on the public health lab and the pandemic center.
Those records also showed that the department worked to quickly finalize the management agreement with the new private management company in an effort to minimize legislative intervention. One official, Matt Stacey, an attorney working for the agency at the time, wrote that because the agency, quote, already experienced some legislative resistance to the move in Stillwater, as many pieces as we can have in place sooner rather than later will make this deal hard to break up. For State Impact, I'm Catherine Sweeney.